You're listening to SBS News.
Tensions are at breaking point between the US and China after Beijing announced it was ending all contact with Washington on crucial climate issues ahead of the COP27 climate summit scheduled for November. China's move to freeze key lines of communication adds to the already crumbling relations between the two powerhouses after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's contentious visit to Taiwan and China's immediate military response. Beijing is also suspending its engagement with Washington over countering cross-border crime and drug trafficking. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there was no reason for such escalation from China and the speaker had every right to visit Taiwan.
It is fundamentally irresponsible what they are doing, and we'll continue our efforts to keep open lines of communication with Beijing while defending our interests and values in the region. This is what the world expects, the United States and China, and we encourage Beijing to keep this commitment as well when it comes to the dialogue, the climate dialogue that was canceled.
The United Nations Secretary General spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, made this comment about the need for strong communication.
We've obviously seen those reports. I think for the Secretary General, for him, there is no way to solve the most pressing problems of all the world without an effective dialogue and cooperation between the two countries.
Wang Yi, Chinese state councillor and foreign minister, has called on the US to prove it is committed to respecting Taiwan's affairs.
Just how many things the US has done to violate other countries' sovereignty and territorial integrity. It is good for the US seeking to mend its ways, and we encourage it. But the key lies in walking the walk. First and foremost, the US should fulfill the commitment on the Taiwan question, respect China's sovereignty and territorial integrity, cease interfering in China's internal affairs, and stop conniving at and supporting the Taiwan Independence Forces.
But National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby says China's provocative actions are an attempt to change the status quo.
I want to state again, as I've been stating throughout the week, we do not seek a crisis, nor do we want one. But at the same time, we're not going to be deterred from operating in the seas and skies of the Western Pacific, and that's all consistent with international law, just like we've done for decades. It's an important principle that I think needs to be reset.
Australia has again weighed into the dispute, with Foreign Minister Penny Wong raising concern on Friday about the launch of ballistic missiles into waters around Taiwan's coastline. The status of the island is under dispute, with China declaring its relations with Taiwan are an internal matter. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.